This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, welcome back to the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. We're joined, as always, with Dr. Frank Rossi. And Frank, as we always start with the weather and you know, temperature and precipitation, what have we seen the last week and what are we expecting the next week?
So, Carl, we heard from Art again. We'll be wrapping up our conference calls next week. This is week 29 of the call. So we usually go 30 weeks, like to call that a good solid growing season. But as Art's telling us, the growing season is not over. It is continuing, even in spite of a frost that we've gotten. We're going to get some rain coming in this weekend, and it's going to be widespread. It looks like it's not going to be a deluge. It's going to come down in a relatively acceptable fashion, but could be as much as 2 to 3 inches. So a lot of places that have been struggling with drought this fall are probably going to get a fair amount of relief from this light, gentle, soaking rain. And Art was pretty convinced it was going to be widespread. So that obviously opened up the conversation about seeding.
Right, and we've still had these consistently warm temperatures, anywhere from 6 to 10 degrees above normal. Like you said, we're going to get precipitation. It makes sense to maybe think about seeding still this late in the season, right?
Exactly right, and you can say, too, from your own experience, what you've seen our phrase mowing work doing. Yeah. The seedings have been fairly successful. Interestingly, and we heard it from Dave Chinnery, a seeding done in September didn't do as well as a seeding done in October, which is exactly opposite of what you think. And it's definitely, in Dave's opinion, related to the moisture issue. So if you have bare areas, there seems to be the general consensus that why not?
Yeah.
You know, put some seed down. So the only complicating factors about seeding, and I would say, you know, blue rye fine fescue would be your combinations. I would avoid tall fescue this late, because we know it has a little bit of a trouble with winter hardiness sometimes. But again, if that's what you have, we'd say go with it. The only caveat about the kind of grass you use is that Rich Buckley says gray leaf spot pressure is still prevalent. Mm-hmm. So you still want to make sure you're using resistant varieties for gray leaf spot. So that was the big thing from a seeding and varietal perspective, but there also are herbicide and fertilizer questions.
Yeah, so with kind of this still warm and wet weather, we're seeing kind of the winter annuals popping up. Randy Prostak was mentioning the twofer is kind of almost in play now. You have to balance that if you're thinking about seeding as well. You have to be careful with herbicides and seeding. But what could we talk about maybe a late season herbicide application here?
Yeah, so if you're in a stand now where 50% of your stand is weeds and 50% of your stand is grass, I would say make the herbicide application now. Get those weeds knocked down, and then even consider dormant seeding, because you need to have intervals between the herbicide application, primarily associated with 2,4-D. And the seeding. Now, there are some herbicides. Square One is still legal and available in New York. It's a premixed combination of carfentrazone and quinclarac. It can be used on a spot treating basis. So if you seeded already and you see weeds coming up, you can spot treat these areas with Square One. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can use Tenacity as a pre-emergent in the seed bed. But if you have Marie on the end of Long Island talked about seedlings already coming up and weeds coming up. Should they use a granular weed and feed with the three-way broadleaf weed control? And again, Randy brought attention to the problems with 2,4-D. It probably won't kill those seedlings, but it will likely slow them down. So you have to make a judgment call, Carl, when you're thinking about, you know, managing your weed control and getting your seed down. If you have a high population of perennial broadleaf weeds and you see the winter annuals germinating, I'd go for the herbicide because it's going to work really, really well. And then wait a little bit. Art's saying it's going to be warm until the middle of November. Mm-hmm. So you have 2 to 3 weeks left to get some seed in the ground. So it could work out perfect. But that creates a problem with nutrient management.
Yeah, that's right. And you may want to use some fertilizer if you're going to be seeding, but you also have to be careful that in New York, there's several restrictions. So there's a phosphorus restriction and also a cutoff date on when you can use fertilizer. Now, for the state, that's December 1st. For some local places like Suffolk County, that's actually November 1st. So we have to be careful of those, right?
Right. And there are some allowances for using starter fertilizer with the high phosphorus content in spite of the phosphorus ban. So you're allowed to use starter fertilizer with phosphorus if you're establishing new turf from seed. But I can't say for sure whether I know that. I think that is even restricted by the November 1, November 15. I think some places it might be December 1.
Yeah.
We'd have to get some clarification, but I think the message we want to give everybody is check your local regulations before you go putting fertilizer down over the next several weeks. As the growing season expands, you don't want to get caught violating, and I bet people will be out looking for that sort of activity because of the extended growing season that we're having.
Yeah, it's always important to keep up with your local rules and regulations, especially this late in the year. Next week will be our last episode, episode 30. We'll have a winter prognostication from our climate scientist, Arthur Gaetano, so stay tuned for that. As always, give us a follow on Facebook and Twitter. See you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.